Welcome everybody, Shin number 945, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just trying to go through some of the various different klolim in Brachal Levatol, Brachal Shen Etzricha, actually. So, again, there's a little bit of a chazara, a little bit of a review, which we've gone through in the past in various different shiurim in different categories of Hilchos Brachos, but we're trying to put it all into the box of Brachal Shen Etzricha, if you want to call it, get a better understanding and a picture of it, and then see how to work with it. When in fact we said that certain times one could cause themselves to make a bracha if it's a machlekes, but we'll talk about that b'li neder. So a halacha which we've learned, we've discussed in the past, it's a little bit of a harder halacha to understand, but if somebody has a, the Sefer Yitzra Halachas brings down an Ois Chof Beis, an Awa Sim Reish Tesvav, that if somebody has a schnitzel, let's say you have a piece of chicken, right, and you're now going to wash, so now you have the schnitzel, you have the piece of chicken, you know, is on the table, so okay, you're going to go wash for bread. So once you wash for bread, you don't have to make a bracha, but you're going to take a piece of chicken now. Why are you taking a piece of chicken? You're hungry now? It's there, so I'll take a little piece. So how are you going to take a piece? You have to make a bracha. You didn't wash. You didn't make a mitz yet. Okay, so I'll make a shahakal. I'll eat a little piece of chicken, and then I'll go wash. Right? So that is causing oneself to make a bracha that they don't have to. That's not a bracha levatala. He brings down, just we're going to read his lashon in a minute, that's not a bracha levatala, but you're causing yourself to make a bracha that you don't have to. Why are you making a shahakal now when you want to have to make a shahakal? Again, we want to get it straight. We're not looking to get out of making brachas. That's not the issue over here. But we have to make brachas when we're told to make brachas. If you're going to wash, it's fair shalacha, halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, right? If a person is going to wash, and they won't have to make a bracha on the chicken, and the mamash is about to go wash now. The table is set. The Mishnah Berurah talks about over there. The table is set, and you're ready to wash. So don't make a bracha on the chicken. You wash, make your mitzi, eat your kazayas and everything, and then you eat the chicken. You don't make a shahakal. Why make a shahakal now? So that's another way of causing oneself to make a extra bracha. Besides the examples we brought in the last year, so he brings that down in Eis Chof Beis. He says, for also ligra and bracha levatala, one cannot cause himself to make a bracha levatala. Afilu im bisman sheberach lo yoyer levatala. Even at the time they make it, it's not a bracha levatala. It's a bracha shen etzricha, sort of, right? It's very hard to draw the distinction exactly what's bracha levatala, what's bracha shen etzricha. But over here, there's no bracha levatala. You know, if there's no bracha made in vain, like if you have, for example, if you have, like we said, you're drinking the coffee and you have the soda, so you make a bracha on the coffee and the soda is right in front of you. So now you make a bracha. That's besides Shein Etzricha, it's a bracha levatala. What are you making a bracha? You don't need a bracha. You're making a bracha levatala, right? It's Shein Etzricha, but it's levatala. It's in vain. So over here, you need a bracha because you can't eat without, but just wait till you wash and then you won't have to make a bracha. So that's what he explains. That case, which again, we did discuss in the past, Vasaligra and bracha levatala, afilu imbis manch. Even at the time you're making it, is not a bracha levatala. Kagoyin sheyesh leshulchan shulchan aruch, right? The table set. Shulchan aruch lechol pas v'day te lital yada v'lechol takef, and you're going to eat right away. You're going to wash. V'koydim anatila beirach al devarim, and before, right before you go to wash, you're making brachas on the kugel and then the chicken, right? And you take a bite of it. Why? Wait till after you wash. That's what he says. Sheim hoya oichlim b'tzay chasuda ain't sarach levarach alein. If you're going to eat it in the middle of the meal, you don't have to make a bracha. Why make a bracha now? So that you're causing, again, it's not a bracha levatala because you can't eat without the bracha, but it's a bracha that you don't need, right? So you're causing yourself again to make another bracha. Then you can't eat it right before. You have to wait. You can't eat it. You say, I make a bracha, but so eat it without a bracha after you wash. But then he ends off, which again, what we discussed in the past, when we spoke about those halachas, aval im to'ev v'chavev alav, if for whatever reason the person's very hungry and there's people waiting online till he gets to washing, it's going to take time. He has to eat. He's already, he has to take a bite of something, whatever, something like that. Or he wants to take a drink of water. He's very thirsty, something like that. And there's a siba, there's a reason why he's doing it now, right? Like aval im to'ev v'chavev alav, or he likes to eat it before he actually eats the bread. There's something along those lines. There's a good reason. He has a good reason for eating it now, and not just stam because, it's on the table, so I'll take a bite of the schnitzel. It looks good. You know, oh, that looks like good schnitzel. That looks like good kugel. Let me take a piece now. Why are you taking a piece now? 5 minutes, you're washing the table set, and then you won't have to make a bracha. Yeah, it looks good. That's not a good reason. The reason is, you know, a person's hungry, a person's thirsty, or something along those lines, or a person, whatever the case is, he doesn't like the way it tastes after chala. I'm just giving examples. Avalim to'ev v'chaviv alav la'achlam kaidem asuda, right? He's hungry, and he likes the way it tastes before him, or whatever, dafka, kaidem asuda, dafka, and bedafka before he eats bread, right? Or he needs to eat, he's hungry now a little bit, whatever the case is, it's going to take a few minutes till they finish washing, whatever. V'chein hu seder achilosai. Then it's mutav ein bezechashash goyrim bracha she'en etzricha. Then that would not be a problem. That would not be considered the bracha she'en etzricha because the bracha that you need. You have to eat something now. You're very hungry, right? Until you get to wash, or you have to drink something. You're very thirsty. You have to take a drink. Mamish, your mouth is. You need a drink. You're very thirsty. So there's no chiyuv to mamish. Wait till after. Oh, good. I'm not going to take a drink. I'm not going to take a drink now. I'll wait till after I wash. Whatever. 5-10 minutes. But lemaisa, I need a drink. Right now, I'm very thirsty, so there's a good siba. So you make a shehakel, good. So then, fine. Very, you don't make a bracha in the suda, anyways, right? So that's a different thing. But if you're just doing it, just stam bachlal, yeah, it looks good, whatever the case is. So that's mamish causing oneself. Again, it's not really a bracha lefatol, it's not a bracha made in vain, because the mice, you're making a bracha on the food and you're going to eat the food. But why do you need the bracha for? Because you could eat it without the bracha, right? In a case in time whereby the person does not really have a reason why he's eating or drinking that thing before they want. So that's another important thing. Again, this is something that we've discussed in the past, but just to have an understanding that how the Sefer Yisrael Lachos is explaining. It's not a bracha levatol over here, but it's a bracha she'en etzricha. It's not a bracha made in vain, but it's a bracha that is not needed, if that is in fact the case. If it is the case, then it's a bracha she'etzricha, right? If I'm thirsty, so it's a bracha that I need. So that's the differentiation. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.